Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now today I'm taking you back to July 1553, the very short reign of Queen Jane or Lady Jane Grey. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 9th of July 1553, the day after she had declared herself Queen in front of her household at Kenninghall, Mary, the daughter of the late King Henry VIII and his first wife Catherine of Aragon, wrote an important letter to the Privy Council. What was it about? Well, let me set the scene. On the 3rd of July 1553, Mary was at Hunsdon when she received news that her half-brother, King Edward VI, was dying and that there was an aristocratic conspiracy aimed at her destruction. She decided that it was safer to make her way to her estates in East Anglia. The following day, she set off for Sawston Hall in Cambridgeshire, the home of Catholic Sir John Huddleston, a man she could trust, and she arrived there on the 5th, staying one night. She set off again on the 6th and possibly spent that night at the home of John Boucher, 2nd Earl of Bath, Hengrave Hall in Bury St Edmunds. On the 7th of July 1553, she reached Euston Hall, home of Lady Borough, and it was there that she received news from London goldsmith Robert Raines that the king had died on the 6th of July. She hurried on to Kenninghall, and there on the 8th of July she gathered her household together, telling them of the king's death and that the right to the crown of England had therefore descended to her by divine and by human law. Mary's household reacted by cheering, and then they proclaimed their dearest Princess Mary as Queen of England. On the same day that Mary proclaimed herself queen at Kenninghall, the late Edward VI's wishes for the succession, i.e. that Lady Jane Grey was his successor, were made known to local magistrates. On the 9th of July 1553, Mary put quill to parchment and wrote to her half-brother's Privy Council, stating her claim to the throne and demanding their allegiance. She wrote of how she'd learnt that Edward was dead, news that was woeful unto our hearts, and moved on to talking about the crown and how they could not be ignorant of the fact that an act of Parliament and her father's last will had given her the right to be queen, and that her right and title should be published and proclaimed accordingly. She commented that it seemeth strange that she had received no official news of the king's death from the council, but that she had great hope and trust and much assurance in their loyalty and service, and that they would, like noble men, work the best. She did mention, however, that she was not ignorant of what was going on, some evil, she called it, but that she was ready to remit and fully pardon them, to eschew bloodshed and vengeance. She concluded by writing, "Wherefore, my lords, we require you and charge you for that our allegiance which you owe to God and us, that for your honour and the surety of your persons, you employ yourselves and forthwith upon receipt hereof, cause our right and title to the crown and government of this realm to be proclaimed in our city of London and such other places as to your wisdoms shall seem good, and as to this case appertaineth, not failing hereof, as our very trust is in you. And this letter signed with our hand shall be your sufficient warrant." While Mary was writing this letter at Kenninghall on the 9th of July, Nicholas Ridley, Bishop of London, was preaching at St Paul's Cross in London, denouncing Mary and her half-sister Elizabeth as bastards. He did not get the support he was hoping for. The congregation there was described as being sore annoyed with his words. And on that very same day, John Dudley, Duke of Northumberland, who'd led Edward VI's government in his final years, informed his daughter-in-law, Lady Jane Grey, of the king's death and told her that Edward had nominated her as his successor. Jane collapsed weeping and declared, "The crown is not my right and pleases me not. The Lady Mary is the rightful heir." Northumberland and Jane's parents, the Duke and Duchess of Suffolk, then explained Edward's wishes to the distressed Jane, and she accepted the crown as her duty. She later described this moment, saying, "Declaring to them my insufficiency, I greatly bewailed myself for the death of so noble a prince, and at the same time turned myself to God, humbly praying and beseeching him that if what was given to me was rightfully and lawfully mine, his divine majesty would grant me such grace and spirit that I might govern it to his glory and service and to the advantage of this realm. She took the crown, believing that it was God's plan for her. Of course, Jane's short reign would come to an end on the 19th of July 1553, when Mary was officially proclaimed Queen Mary I. Jane was executed as a traitor in February 1554. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 9th of July 1540, Anne of Cleves went from being Henry VIII's queen consort to being his right dear and right entirely beloved sister after their marriage was annulled. Why was the marriage annulled? How did Anne react to the news? What happened to her and Henry VIII afterwards? Well, you can find out more in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.